Hello, today I'd like to talk about something that really, really bothers me. I listened to the charts recently and I don't know if it's just me, but a lot of it all sounds the same. It's all this, what do they call it? R&B music, dance music, all the DJs and everything like that. I just wonder what's happened. When I was growing up in the 80s, well, even the late 70s, there were, I don't know, plenty of new bands that kept coming out, the proper bands, that could play musical instruments, not just sit at a mixing desk and do that. And now it seems like there's nothing. You have to search for ages to find anything now. I mean, you can read the magazines like Kerrang and Metal Hammer. They say this band and that band, but if you're not into that, then there's not really a lot of option apart from going to see live bands now. I mean, there's some good unsigned bands about. I can. This is quite a few in the Midlands area that play locally, but it's just the fact that are they ever going to get a chance? The way the music industry's going, it's all how can we make a quick quid here, a quick quid there. It's not about talent anymore. It's all about money now. It's not. They're not willing to take a chance on a band that could take 3 or 4 years to develop and then be a big thing. They want the overnight success, and they want some of the bands that make it of around 4 or 5, maybe even 6, maybe even longer years before they get a break. I mean, Metallica and Anthrax, Slayer, Megadeth, they didn't get a break overnight, did they? They had to work for it, they earned it. Iron Maiden, one of the biggest bands on the planet. They had to earn their slot, didn't they? They didn't just get given it. And they definitely weren't a one album wonder. They've played all over the world now. And it just doesn't make sense to me when, with a bit of time and a bit of effort, they could sign up some of these bands that are good. We're not talking all unsigned bands. Some unsigned bands are unsigned for a reason. Let's not say that it's every band that is unsigned should be signed. It's annoying, really, because I'm from Great Britain, United Kingdom. If you look back over history, well, even before, well, to the si if you go, you just go back to the 60s, bands like the Kinks, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who. And you come forward into the 70s, you got the Thin Lizzy from Ireland, a fantastic band. And then there was, well, Motorhead. I think they started in the late 60s, early 70s. Motorhead, Venom, a black metal band. Ronnie James Dio. Black Sabbath, even there was a group that people used to take the mick out of Status Quo. They only knew three chords, apparently, but they were still a proper band. They put the work in, they made the effort, they did the hard yards before they got a chance. And now all it seems to be is going on Pop Idol or, well, what is it, X Factor, I think it's called now, or The Voice. Even Britain's Got Talent. And then you're guaranteed a shot at being famous. Oh, come on, man. It's wrong. There is still some talented musicians in this world. There has to be. I mean, I've seen videos on YouTube. 14-year-olds. Drummers. A 14-year-old drummer that won, I think it was the Danish version of the Got Talent thing. She was amazing. And as a young guitarist and all. I mean, there's talented musicians about still, but why is it all focused on these people that are just going to sell one or two records, so make them a quick money? It shouldn't be. If the music industry is going to survive, it needs to take a look at itself and see what it needs to do. Because while they're just all these quick, all just about making a quick quid, the proper musicians ain't going to get anywhere, are they? They're not going to get a chance. They're going to be stuffed before they start. Yes, I am a bit old. Yes, you could say it's because I don't understand it. Well, I don't want to understand it, if I'm honest. It's not for me. It's like the comedian Steve Hughes said, an Australian comedian. He goes, he's offended by boy bands. The manufactured, commercial made, all the faces that fit, all in a row, sitting on chairs, singing, white suits, all that. That offends me as well. I'm sorry, but it does. I mean, we had the punk era. I mean, not all of them were brilliant musicians. Don't get me wrong, they weren't. But they were doing what they wanted to do. You know, they, and some of them sold no end of records. The Clash, the Sex Pistols. Music used to be fun, and now it's all about money. And I'm sorry, but if that's the way it's going to go, then they need to seriously reconsider. Music is supposed to be about more than just making money. It really is. Some people, like with the disability I have, I need music. I love proper music, though. It's not about whether it's got a fast bass beat or it's about musicians playing a guitar or, you know, just something you can sit and listen to. I just don't understand it anymore. Anyway, I'll leave you with this thought. If they kill the music industry with all their quick fixes and all their X Factor and everything else, it's going to be a shame. It really is going to be a real, real shame if all we have left in this is music to listen to is what they can make a quick quid off of. So I'm going to go now because I need to take a chill pill and calm down, I think. But I'll catch you again soon. Before anyone messages to complain about my opinions, they are mine. Strictly mine. People's musical taste is their business. Not mine. Mine is different to yours. Yours is different to somebody else's. Music is a personal choice. And all I'm saying is that, yeah, it's all samey. It's all too much the same. It just needs to change. Somebody needs to say, right, we need to do this, we need to do that. These musicians that slogged their guts out for years need to be given a chance. They seriously need to be given a chance. If they're no good, they're no good. They get found out, won't they? But the ones who tour around the country, they tour across Europe and everything to get their name known, to get their music out there. All the effort they put in. Surely they at least deserve a chance to make it. Well, I will wear a quick blast of Twisted Sister there. I just needed to cool off a bit. So, shoved a quick bit of Twisted Sister I want to rock in there. Dee Snider, very weird man. Yeah. Dressed as a woman most of the time. Did he bother him? Not really, I want to thought. They made a few quid. Released a few albums, had a good laugh. More famous in America. But it comes down to giving them a chance. That's the most important thing. That's what I'm saying. Why does it have to be about quick money? Why not time and effort? Well, I don't think there's much else to say on the subject, really. It really annoys me. It does. Because there's nothing original coming out at the minute. Nothing at all. Everyone's trying to pigeonhole themselves into fit into what everybody else wants. And it's just wrong. It is seriously, seriously wrong. Okay, but I'll leave you for today and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.